I want to tell you that tonight for me, which maybe I'm sure for maybe for everybody here, is first of all humbling that I get to stand here in front of this Chashuv Chevra, the last Sichas Mus of the year. It's a lot of achrayus. For me personally, a little emotional, a lot emotional. For me, it's my last Sichas Musar being able to give here, at least like living here for the time being. We're moving this summer. So for me, this is not just the Sichas Musar, but this past couple of weeks and the next week are very special. I feel like I'm at the end of Shana, well, I don't know what Shana I am at this point. Your Gimel, Dalet, I don't know. Sorry, but at the end of that, Shana Ben, Shana Aleph, Shana Gimel, like, we just feel like every second you have to soak in. And that's really what I want to speak about tonight. I really want to speak about the end. I want to speak about taking advantage of this time period. And I want to speak about and show how Chazal value this idea of the end. It says in Koheles Perches, Pasuk Gimel, Al tibol mipanav telech al tamor bedavara. Don't stand al tamor bedavara. Don't stand in something bad. What does that mean? Al tamor bedavara. So Chazal learned out, whether it's from this pasuk or they learn out a similar idea to this concept, that the Yerushalmi tells us in Megillah, Paragimah Alach Zayin, Shu omeid likros betorah. That when somebody goes to read from the Torah, Tzarech sheposeach bedavar tov, v'chosin bedavar tov. You have to start with something good, and you have to end with something good. What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hakorei b'Torah, the Ramah really paskins, v'chavit sheyatkel tami l'kro bedavar tov, always start leading from the Torah, from something good. And he goes on to say, how do you conclude when you lean from the Torah? V'yassayim bedavar tov. End with something good. Meaning the prime example of this is the Tochacha. We don't start from the beginning, start with Tochacha and end with Tochacha. When you come to the curses in the Torah, you start first with Bracha, you say the Tochacha, and then you end with something positive. It's based on the Shulchan Aruch, that's how we paskin. And it's not only true when it comes to reading from the Torah, it's also true in learning itself. It says in Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta Perek Beis, Lamud Liyos Gomer Betov. Now when a person's learning, his learning should be done by ending with something good. And the Yosef Omet says, Ra'isi Rabosai Makpidin Kishalamdu Eilu and Yanim. He says, when I saw my Rebbeim, when they were learning in Yanim, like Hilchos Avelos and the Halachos of the Chorban, things which were not so good, things which are bad, they would always, he says, Karu b'chol pam acher siyum shurim, that they would always read something else. Shora achas me'inin acher. They would read something good. They would end on a positive note. And that was based on this Yerushalmi, based on this pasuk of Koheles. And I'll bring you something from the Shla. The Shla says something, again, based on this idea. That not only when you learn, but when you're teaching, that when a person is teaching Torah, he says, when you're teaching, never teach, never stop your shir with something bad. Always say something good. And then he brings a crazy story. I don't know if you want to believe this story, but the message is definitely true. He brings something from the Siddur of the Marik. Listen to this craziness. There was a Talmud Chacham who was learning a Sefer. He ends with the Pasuk from Yeshayahu, which is talking about bad things. That's how he ended. And it says, "V'halach lishon," he went to sleep. You already know something bad's about to happen, right? If you have to, like, this like sounds like a scary movie about to happen, right? He went to sleep. He ended with this Pasuk in Yeshayahu. What happens? The next day when he went to learn, he found this creature that was on fire, a demon, an angel, something spiritual, sitting in a seat. And what was he doing? And he was holding that sefer that he was learning the previous day, which he ended with something bad. And he says, this demon told him, you are a horrible person. That you didn't do like the did. She assignments with pasuk, that you ended with this evil, bad pasuk. You know what my job is? This demon says, my job is to punish, to come destroy those teachers who end with something bad. It's crazy. I said, I'm here to kill you. Imagine, like, you're sitting there, like, you come back, you just wanted to, like, learn. And this guy's a Talmid Chacham. He wasn't like, Joe Schmo. This guy's a Talmid Chacham. And you find this guy sitting here, see, I'm here to kill you. Avo asa panecha hepamazah, but guess what? You're going to get out of jail free card. He says, why? Ki shamati alecha tovos b'pamalia shamala. I heard good things about you in Shemayim. Yes, siyata d'shmaya. This time, you're good. Next time, better watch it. And what happens is, it says, Messiah HaMarik, the Marik concludes, and he says, Shemitzvah lefarsim zel lemelamdim v'sofrim kedei sheyedu l'sayim b'dover tov. He said, I'm telling you, it says the Marik, I'm telling you the story, why? So you have to tell teachers, you have to tell sofrim. People are writing Sifrei Torah, don't end with something bad. But if you end with something bad could happen. Don't do it. And we already see from here this concept, seemingly, of something that has to do with the power of the end. You see the koach of the end, the chashivas of the end. And you only not only see it here when it comes to learning, and when it comes to learning from a Sefer Torah. This concept is found in Shas, in many places. I'll bring you a couple of them. Moed Katan. Moed Katan is a mesechta. What's Moed Katan? What does it deal with, Moed Katan? Let me know. Avelos. And what happens is the last Mishnah in Moed Katan, if you look at the last Mishnah, ends. How does it end? In the future, Kadosh Baruch will wipe away our tears. In the future, Kadosh Baruch will get rid of all of our sorrow. That's how we end the last Mishnah in Moed Katan. Why? Tosfos says, I'm not telling you any like wild, crazy results. Tosfos says, because we want to end with something good. The whole Masechta is talking about death. It's talking about avelos. We need to talk about something good. And the end of the whole Seder Moed is also Moed Katan. So to end the whole Seder with something good, that's why the Rebbe decided to take this pasuk and put it at the end. And we see this in the Mefarshei Shas as well. Rashi in two places, at least. The Marsha points out, if you look at the last Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, the last Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara is talking about Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shechina. The whole concept of the Rasha, the bad things are going to happen to him, but also his neighbors. Bad things will happen to his neighbors. Again, this could be a whole Sichas Musar, the last Sichas Musar of the year, could talk about Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shechina. We see just from this Gemara, we'll take and put this in parentheses. However, think about this. Oy to the Rasha, oy to the Shechina, oy to the Rasha, and oy to his people who are living next to him. Why? Because our surroundings impact us. Who we find ourselves with has an impact on us. A positive example is here in Shalvim. When you're good with good people, and people who are motivated, and people who are striving to grow and become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it has a positive impact on you. But if you surround yourself with people who are not so good, or they have a different focus on what you should be having a focus on. Oy, oy, oy. Again, separate Sichas Musar, I'm not getting into that. Think about it though as you're making your summer plans on what you're doing. And even when you're in a good place, even if you're in a good camp, who do you surround yourself with? In camp, there's lots of different elements. Again, this is not saying like all the weaker people just shove them to the side. I'm not saying that. But when you're looking to create a chevra of growth, the way it happens is who you choose to be with. It has a major impact on us. That's not the main point of this Gemara. Rashi says, Rashi's explained this whole idea of Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shechina, and he ends by saying, Umemelon, it must be, if it's Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shechina, then it must be Tov Tzadik, Tov la Shechina. That if you're next to a Rasha, it's bad for you, so if you're next to a Tzadik, it must be good for you. And therefore, the Mida Tova Meruba, and the Marsha asks, why does Rashi bringing that whole thing of Oy la Tzadik, Tov la Tzadik, Tov la Shechina. What's the purpose? It's completely extra, says the Marsha. The Marsha says, that again, Tova Meruba, this whole idea of the Tovas is extra. No, because there's a concept of ending the Masechta, even the Meforshe of the Masechta, not the Shas. The Meforshe of the Shas, Rashi, has to end with something good. And Rashi does the same thing in the end of Baba Kama. And the Marsha points this out again. That the Marsha, that Rashi is explaining about this place called Masim Mechasia, some place. And this place, what was this place? Makom Behemosu, Betzrichin the Maratova, Maratov. Talking about it's a place where you graze animals, where the animals eat. And Rashi throws in this thing, Lamaratov. He throws in the word Tov. And again, the Marsha says, why did you say those last two words? Just end. It's a place where you graze your animals. And the Marsha says the same thing. Milas Tov, whom you saw, it's extra. The Efshar Shniskabin, Api Masha Amar, the Sayyim, the Dover Tov. And Rashi is very machbet with this idea of ending with something tov. And the question is why? What's the koach of the end? Why do we care so much about the end? And this idea is not just true by learning Torah, and it's not just true by Shas and the Meforshe Shas. It's true with one of the most important things that we have in Yadus. If it's the end, we have to also go back all the way to the beginning. What do we focus on? When we first got to Shalavim for 1 month, we focused on something very important. Something Yisodi. It's tshuva. The whole idea of tshuva is really built on the premise of the end. What do I mean? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shuv Yom Echad Ibn Mesesecha. Before you die, you should do tshuva. Why? So they have chataim, let me do tshuva, and I'll leave this world a tzaddik. What's the problem? What do you guys, what's the problem? You don't know when you're going to die. The Gemara says, Shalu Talmidah Ves Rabbi Elazar, this Talmidah asked him, you don't know, V'chi Adam Yodea Eze Yom Yamos, you know when you're going to die? I don't know when I'm going to die. Zashem, 120 years, we don't know. V'chil Shekein Yashuv Ayom, Shem Yamos Lamachar, V'nimtza Kol Yom B'tshuva, he says, you're right. My Talmidim, you're right. You don't know when you're going to die. And therefore, every day, view yourself. You have to view it as if maybe today's my last day. Again, it's not a healthy atmosphere. I always walk around like, yeah, I may die today. I'm not saying that. But we know that this Chazal incorporated this idea into our day. That when a person goes to sleep, or before you go to sleep, there's something called Kriya Shema Lamita. And the whole idea of Kriya Shema Lamita before you say Shema is you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mechila. And you're asking Him to forgive you and that you should forgive other people. It's a time of tshuva. At the end of your day, when you're sitting in your bed, instead of just dozing off or looking at things, you're thinking about my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we see from this idea, from this Gemara, that at the end, you can change everything. Not only that, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Yuma Pei Bavam Rebeis, a famous Gemara, but Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish tells us, Gedola tshuva, how great is tshuva? That what? Shizdonos nasos gelok chuyos. That if you even did an aver of amazing, if you do tshuva, it turns into tzichuyos. What does that mean? I said I can purposely do a chait, and I do tshuva, and all of a sudden everything changes at the end. I can do tshuva. We know this concept. The biggest example of this, and these are not just like Sifrei Chassidus and the Gemaras. The Gemara tells us the famous in Avodah Zarah Dzayin Amud Aleph, the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya. You know the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya? The Gemara tells us he knew every single zona. Meaning, didn't just know them, he was with them. Every single one. And he heard about one zona who is over 7 naharos. He had to go over 7 seas to get to her. 7 rivers, 7 bodies of water to reach her. And he had to pay an exorbitant amount to be with her. And he said, I'm going. And he goes over all 7 bodies of water. He brings an exorbitant amount of money with him. And he comes to the zona. And the Zona tells him, you're not getting Olam Haba. It was that moment. Think about this. Imamish did so many chatayim. And I'm talking about the highest level chatayim here. So it wasn't like, I'm Lashon Hara's high level also. I'm saying, but this is like atomic bombs of, right, nukes of chatayim. And Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, at that moment, has a moment of inspiration. And that moment he says, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? He turns to the skies and he says, skies, please daven for me. The sky says, we can't do anything for you. He turns to the stars we can't do anything. And he turns to the mountains and the trees and the valleys and the water, and he says, please daven, and they say, we can't daven for you. And what happens? The most unbelievable lines. Amar ein hadaber toloi elabi. Says Rabbi Elazar, it's only up to me. No one can daven for me. No one can help me. And what happens is, hiniach rosh abim berkav v'gav v'vechi atchiyasa nishmaso. He cries, he puts his head between his knees, and he cries till he dies. And then the most unbelievable thing happens. Yatzis Abasko comes out and says, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya mezuma l'chayelam habo. He said, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, and 2 hours earlier, went over all the seas to be with the Zona, he is in Olam Haba. And Rebbe's sitting there, Rebbe hears his Basko. And Rebbe says, unbelievable. Some people have to work very hard to get their Olam Haba. But you see from Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya, that even if you messed up your whole life, and you didn't work hard your whole life, and if at the end you realize who you are and what you are, somehow you get Olam Haba. And not only that, says Rebbe, you're called Rebbe. He's called Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, the Bas Kol said. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya gets Olam Haba. From that last moment of inspiration. And that whole concept also the Shlach tells us. That's why the last week of the year, keep this in mind for Elul, it's almost Elul. The last week of the year, that last week, that Sunday, if you do tshuva on Sunday, it mechapers the whole, all the Sundays of the year. And if you do tshuva on Monday, it mechapers all the Mondays of the year. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Unbelievable, yisod. So we see this concept also by tshuva. Two more questions, and then we'll get to yisod. Shulchan Aruch tells us, as well as the Prima Gadim, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Kuf Lametes, Sif Yud Aleph, that the Ramah tells us that if somebody finishes a Sefer in the Torah, Chazak Benit Chazek. We know, finished Sefer Bereishis, Chazak Benit Chazek. A couple of weeks ago, I finished Vayikra, Chazak Benit Chazek. And that's what we say in the Pshat. Why we say that? We actually learn that, I think, from Yeshua. By Yeshua says Chazak Ne'emat, and I think we learn that from there. Chazak Benit Chazek. Pshat is why. And not only that, when you finish a Masechta, Lava, Sir Baruch Hashem, finish Masechtas, and Mirat Hashem, if we didn't, soon we'll finish Masechtas, then we're going to say, Hajjan Allah, Masechas, whatever Masechah you're doing. Why do I say Chazak Benit Chazek? Why do I say Hajjan Allah, Masechas, whatever Masechta I'm working on? What's a Pshat? Why can't I just finish? And one more thing is that when we end Shabbos, if you don't do this, maybe in a minhag you can take on when you leave. The song we sing, Hamav, the Obein Kodesh Lecho. Right? Should I do the next part? I'm not going to sing the next part. Chato Seinu Hu Yimcho. And we get to the end of Shabbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mother, the Kodesh Lecho. Chato Seinu Hu Yimcho. Get to the end of Shabbos, you're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, get rid of all my chatoyim. Look, what happened? Why after Shabbos, all of a sudden, boom, chatoyim, gone. Sounds again, I can mamish be sitting my entire life, and it's all gone. What's pshat? So, Chavre, I want to take you to Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Aleph, Tezayin, a very famous part of Yirmiyahu. It's what we talk about on Rosh Hashanah. We talk about Rachel Imenu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Rachel Imenu, says, V'yesh tikva la'achri seich. There's hope at the end. And we see Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is telling Klai, telling Rachel Imenu, there is hope at the end. Meaning at the end, when everything seems bad, it's talking about Golos, when everything seems bad and totally off mark, and there's no chance of ever coming back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Kadosh Baruch Hu, yesh tikva la'achri seich, there's hope at the end. Why? So I want to tell you an idea, I believe it's from the Kotzker. To help us understand this idea of the end, the hope at the end, why there's such an emphasis on the end. The Torah tells us in Devarim, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. We're talking about this holy land that we all have been zocha to be in this entire year. this land, which it's actually a good parsha that you guys are leaving. I don't know if it's a good parsha. It's a Sichas Musa within itself, Parsha Shlach. The parsha that talks about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? It tells the pasuk in Devarim, Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha Dorish Asa Tamid. Dorish Asa. It's a place that Kadosh Baruch Hu seeks out. It's a place that He wants. It's a place where He wants us to be. Tamid Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba. Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are there all the time. It's a place where God is found. Where you will encounter and touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here comes the Kutzker. Mireishis Hashana Vat Achrishana. From the beginning of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeking it out till the end. And the Kutzker asks the question, there's a mistake here. Well, not a mistake. There's something we don't understand. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at this place, Mireishis Hashana, with a hey, Hashana, Ad Achris Shana, without a hey. That's the word that it should see. Mireishis Hashana Ad Achris Hashana, the meaning of the year till the end of the year. What's pshat? He says the Kutzker, an unbelievable thing, is going to tell us about human nature. Kutzker says the following: when we start our year, when you got off the plane, you said, at the beginning, this is going to be Ha Shana, the year. This is the year. The year where I stop doing this. The year where I start doing this. The year that I stop watching this. The year that I stop thinking this. The year that I become a Talmid Chacham. The year that I become a Yira Shamayim. The year that I become so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reach my potential. That's what we all said. Ha Shana, the year. That's what we said. What happens? You come to the end. This always happens, no matter what level you're on. It wasn't Hashana. It was just Shana, a year. It was a year. Yeah, there was growth. Yeah, there was excitement. Yeah, we went a couple nice tulim, and we were in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it was nice. Matissas came out, like Kippa got bigger. I said, yeah, it was nice. It was nice. You look like you had Hashana. But you know inside it wasn't Hashana. It was Shana. I still look at this. I still think of this. I still care about this. I don't care about that. And you come to that and it's in Shana. What the Torah is telling us here is human nature. That we can't always be and get to where we want to get to throughout the whole year. We want to always be Hashana. So sometimes we can do it, sometimes we can't do it. We can't always do it. We're trying, we're striving. But I want to suggest something. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood this. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chazal put an emphasis on something called the end. What do I mean? In the beginning, we have dreams and aspirations. In the middle, we try to get to those dreams and aspirations. But again, we get distracted. We can't always do it. We're humans. We go through ups and downs. That's normal. But however, I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I get that. I'll give you a gift. The end. At the end, you show me who you are. You show me what you're made of. I get it. The middle of the year was long. I get it. The middle of the year, you couldn't make it Hashana. But Kosh Baruch says, you make the end. Hashana, you know what I'll view you as? I'll view you as somebody who did the entire year as Hashana. I'll take all your mezidim, I'll take all your intentional sins, and I'll make them zechuyos. Because at the end, if you begin the way that you want to begin, and you end the way you want to begin, I'm not telling you that you're a tzaddik all the time, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'll view you like the end. Because you're showing me who you really are. And this is what the Navi says in Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu says in Nunhei, Perek Nunhei, Pasuk Yubeis, Ki besimcha teitzeyu, that when you leave, you should be besimcha. What does it mean, ki besimcha teitzeyu? Says the Arbe Nachal, that there are different lashonos of joy, of happiness, simcha. Simcha, sason. There's different lashons of simcha. What's simcha? Says the Rabbi Nachal, simcha. Oh, can't simcha? Oh, beautiful. Simcha is when you're missing something or you lost something and then you got it back. For example, I lost $1 million and then I got those $1 million back. You know what I have? I have simcha. I was missing something and now I have it. Ki v'simcha teitzeyu. What does it mean, ki v'simcha teitzeyu? It means chevra. Do you want to know how you're supposed to leave? You want to know how you're supposed to end? A lot of us have this problem. We get to the end and we say, wow, I blew it. My parents spent so much money, I had so much time, I didn't have to do anything besides learn Torah, and I blew it. You can be depressed. And you can be feeling guilty and down on yourself. But the pasuk tells us, kibesimcha teitzeyu. Don't think about what happened. It happened. Kibesimcha teitzeyu, when you leave, regain all that you think you lost. Regain chorav zman. Regain kayetz zman. Regain this morning. If you lost this morning, some people came to me and said, I couldn't learn night tonight or it's the end of the year. Even lost tonight. Ki besimcha teitzeyu, that the way we leave has to be besimcha. It has to be saying, this is the real me. This is what I can accomplish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I'm showing you. I'll end the year Hashana. I'll end the year Besimcha. I think that's why Chazal put such an emphasis on the end. They say the end is good. Tov, Tov, Tov. Don't think about the Ra. Tov. There's other times to think about Ra. The Mesilas Sharim tells us in Perek Zayin, quotes a Medrash, Kol ha-matchil b'mitzvah in a gomer asal. Again, maybe you're somebody who the whole year, you can tell me, I don't know what you're talking about. I've maximized my year. Shkoyach, you maximized your year. Shkoyach, you're a tzaddik. I'll give you a sticker if you want. I'll make a kiddush for you. You know what I mean? So if you're that guy, then listen to this. Kol ha-matchil b'mitzvah, you started with a mitzvah. Ve'edo gomer asal, you didn't finish it off. For example, you went to the lulav and esrog shuk. You sat there for 500 hours looking at Aravos and Hadassim and your Esrog and you look. You had Mahadrin, I mean a Mahadrin. You spent thousands of dollars, hundreds of hours. And then what happened? The first day Esrog came, you're like, oh, I don't want to do the mitzvah. Shka, you know, you got zero. Maybe you got some little reward for spending time, but zero. You had zero. Maybe 0.001. Maybe. For effort. Why? Because shkoyach, you started the mitzvah, you didn't finish the mitzvah. And it tells us somebody who doesn't finish a mitzvah, kover ishto vanav, he'll bury his children. I don't know what that means, and his wife. And the amru, ein ha-mitzvah nikras eloshem gomra. It's only called a mitzvah when you finish doing it. What that means is you could have been learning since Elul straight till Elul till today. But if until the moment you get on the plane, you're not growing, and you're not moving, and you're not learning, and you're not being amo batora, then maybe you didn't do the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah. You get some scar. But chevra, the end shows where you're really at. It's an incredible thing. I just came to my head right now, so I have to say it. I think the Chazanish says if something comes in your head while you're teaching, you have to say it. Unless it's like you shouldn't say it. But I think I can say this. There's something I give a mussar right now. This is something I think this is so important. I learned this from my father. There's something called the end of davening on Shabbos, Friday night. Something called Adon Olam or Yigdal, depending which shul you go to. Most of us here don't even know what I'm talking about because here in Shalvin, which is the yeshiva of Yerushalayim, maybe 10 people say Yigdal or Adon Olam. Okay, I'm talking about here in Shalavim. Okay, this is the last Shabbos. We can be talking now. Did you know what Adon Olam and Yigdal are at the end of davening? I'm not going to quote for you a Hasidic Rebbe. He learned a lot of Tanya, so maybe he's a Chabatzer, maybe. Rav Soloveitchik says, in Dini Arav, it says, why do we say Adon Olam? Because I just went through this amazing experience of Kabbal Shabbos. I just had, especially here, an amazing davening with Kavana. You know what happens? You don't want it to end. So Chazal said, say Adon Olam. Do one more thing to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would start all over now if I can. That's what Adon Olam is. That's what Yigdal is. It's everybody sitting there schmoozing, like getting ready to go to wherever they need to go to. So the biggest hacks are happening. Probably the biggest business transactions. Billions of dollars are being passed over at Yigdal and Adon Olam. Instead of saying thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this opportunity, instead of finishing strong, we're being Bozo the Clowns. And I think that an avodah that we can actively do, and maybe we can actively work on, starting from the Shabbos already, this idea of showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish strong. And I'm going to sit down and learn this from my father. I'm saying one thing, Mamash, for sure, like, this is like a big thing. You sit down and you say, Adon Olam. You sit down and you open up your Gemara the last week of Yeshiva. You sit down and open Mesilas Yesharim the last week of Yeshiva. You sit down and you open a Rambam. You open up a Mishnah Berurah. Chaim, you know what you can do in 1 week? You know what you can do in 1 week? And don't tell me you're tired. You could sleep next Thursday, next Wednesday night. Whatever it is, whenever you're leaving. Now is not, I'm sorry to say this, I'm knowing you're asking me so intense, but you only have like 5 days left. 6 days, I don't know, however you're counting, I'm not good at math. Whatever it is, you have left. Come within our hands. We all want the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We all want the accomplishments that we've had this year. We've all done tremendous this year. And we've all grown in our own ways. But Chavir, now is the time to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashana. Hashana. No one wants Shana. No one wants mediocrity. No one wants that. We want to finish off strong. Chavir, that's the whole idea of Shabbos. Shabbos is this idea that the whole week, it's the end. It's the end. The whole week, you could have been a sinning. The whole week could have been mamish nothing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you come to the end of the week, or the beginning of the week, whatever you want to call it, and you come to Shabbos. At Shabbos you realign yourself. On Shabbos you do tshuva. It comes from the same word as tshuva. That you realign yourself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what happens when you do that? Even if the whole week you're a chote, you come to the end of Shabbos, hamav, the mekod, neshekol, chataseinu, yimchol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you finished in the right way, I'll get rid of your sins. If you do Shabbos properly. Which means if we want to end this year properly, it starts with Shabbos. This Shabbos. This Shabbos has to be, I'm not going to say 25 hours, it has to be at least 29 hours. Okay, maybe start Shabbos early, do Shir HaShirim this week. 29 hours of Ruchnias. And that ruchnias has to include the following things. Amelus batorah. There has to be a part of your Shabbos that you're fully engrossed in learning. If you're someone who learns 0 hours normally on Shabbos, so learn at least a half hour. I would say more, but let's get, if you get up higher than zero. If you normally learn an hour, let's get it up to an hour and a half. If you learn 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Push. Push. The way you end is how you're going to start the next part of your life. If you learn leaving this yeshiva with 0 hours on Shabbos, you're going to be learning 0 hours on Shabbos the rest of your life. No one wants to be that guy. If you can't do 5 hours, fine, I get it. To do a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, out of the 25 hours, the rest of the time you can eat. Do tshuva afterwards. Shabbos Kodesh. If we want the end of our year to be good, it has to start the Shabbos. And it has to end with Amelas Batorah. And being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sensing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And leaving this yeshiva, holding his hand. And going into the next stage of life with him. I want to end with one last thing. The reason most of us can't do it, the reason most of us will struggle with the end, myself included, is because we're meraglim. We're a room full of meraglim. What's the problem with the meraglim? The meraglim said an unbelievable thing when they came to Eretz Yisrael. It says, when they saw the giants in the land, they said that we saw ourselves as grasshoppers. Beautiful. It's so we were in the eyes of the giants. The Kutzker said that's Shekhar. How do you know what they're thinking? But others say no, that's MS. You want to know why? You want to know why? The Rabbi said, if we saw ourselves as grasshoppers, you know how the giants will see us? As grasshoppers. This is an unbelievable yisod chevra. How we view ourselves impacts how we act, what we do, everything, how we think. Our growth is all dependent on how we view ourselves, or part of our growth is dependent on how we view ourselves. Many of us see ourselves as people who can't reach godless, who can't reach greatness, who can't grow, who can't finish. That's how you view yourself. You're going to walk out of this room being the same guy you were when you got off the plane, Shana Aleph. Again, with just longer petitis and bigger payas and bigger kippahs and longer beards. Then you, on a chitzonius level, you graduated. On a panemius level, you failed. If you don't walk out of this building tonight, out of this door right now, saying, I can be a gadol, I can be great, I can accomplish, not just in Chorev Zman, and not just in Elul, but from tonight until I get out of the plane, that's what you need to do. If you see yourself like that, you can accomplish anything. You can fly high. You can change the world. That's my bracha to all of us. That as we leave yeshiva, we see our true selves. Look deep inside. Rafi just told me right before I got up here, he said, Rabbi Teresky said the following thing. I don't know who he quoted. The whole idea of tzitzis at the end of the parasha. Why tzitzis? Tzitzis is all about, you see a color blue, and you can say, oh, it's just a blue string. My son like loves it. He's like, Abba, where are your tcheles? So I have to maybe think about getting tcheles. I was like, where's the tcheles? But what's tcheles? Tcheles, you see a blue string. It's not a blue string. You see, the blue string reminds you of the water, reminds you of the sky, which reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod. Which means that the way that a Jew looks at himself, he doesn't just see a blue string. He sees the Kisei HaKavod. He sees it. You have a Tzelem Elokim inside of yourself. But if you never realize that, and never tap into that, you never become that. The bracha to all of us is we stop being miraglin. If we start looking at our tzitzis properly, is that we see our kochos and our gandos. That we realize that we can not only change ourselves, we can change our communities. We can change klal yisrael, we can change the world. Only if we view ourselves as such people. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us the koach to see our true koach. To see it and to actualize it. Bezvan Hashem, that we should end this tekufa in a strong way, and we do that to be zochet to see hinga'alt yeskem achris kareishis, that just like Hashem Baruch Hu was goel us the first time in the beginning by the geula of Mitzrayim, the achris, the end, our golus, we'll see the end, the miracles with the binyan beis hamikdash. Yishlayim, and here we are made of Amen, the Amen.
I saw your cousin this week.
Which cousin?